We'll call her Martha. That's not her real name because she didn't want to be identified. Martha was married with 3 children when she got pregnant with her 4th child in 2010. Her husband didn't want another child, so at 6 months, she found a clinic willing to perform an illegal and dangerous abortion.
I started bleeding. I sat in a bucket full of cold water. I was sweating and losing strength. The fetus came out, but now the problem was that the placenta did not. I passed out.
About 500,000 unsafe abortions were carried out in Kenya in 2012, according to a report released in 2018 by the Africa Population Health Research Center, Kenya Ministry of Health, and International Public Sector Accounting Standards, IPSAS. In a country where abortion is illegal except when a mother's life is in danger, backstreet abortions are all too common, says healthcare officials.
We may get 3 to 4 cases in a month, which reaches in our facility. But remember, there are others who die at home, who may be maybe no one to bring them to the facility.
For the last 30 years, the sexual and reproductive health organization Maristops has provided a wide range of maternal health services, including abortions. The group says 7 women die daily from unsafe abortions in Kenya.
There are multiple causes for this, including restrictions in the law for safe abortion, and including lack of information by women and girls about where to get safe services. And there's also, particularly for young people, limited access to contraception. And when you have a situation where contraception is limited, there's a stigma around younger people getting pregnant and having sex before marriage.
In November, Kenya banned Maristops from performing services while it investigated claims the group was promoting abortions. The ban was lifted about 5 weeks later after the probe found the claims were untrue. The group says it is trying to raise awareness about unsafe abortions, but some faith-based groups want women to know all their options and help making the right choice.
The issue of choice only considers 2 choices. Carry or abort. There are other choices, but people don't always talk about them. There is adoption. How many families are out there are not getting babies and they want children?
They have an unwanted or unintended pregnancy. They're often desperate and they don't know where to go, and no matter what, they're going to terminate that pregnancy. And so they'll do anything to do that. And so often they will go to a backstreet abortionist.
It is a debate and health problem seen around the globe. The World Health Organization estimates 25 million unsafe abortions take place globally each year, with almost all in developing countries. Rai Lombor for VOA News, Nairobi.